Blog Talk Radio.
Party book. Somebody I love and respect, and who has taught me a lot about communism, is a guy named Jimmy from Brooklyn. And Jimmy says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And if you stop to think about it, you could see where that could be very true. So he calls me tonight, and he's all upset. He's watching Fox, and there's a riot going on in Chicago. And apparently what happened, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little synopsis, and then I'll chat. Trump's Chicago call is my topic for tonight. Trump made a smart call that is presidential. Someone called me and said Fox was joyful. John Gibson, who works for Fox, said it was Chicago 1968 all over again. When the communists supporting Ho Chi Minh rioted at the DNC convention in Chicago, that's when it was 1968 all over again. Time to dispense with this one-sided fighting PC crap and start calling liberals communists. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. I had a guy email me and say, communism ended in 1930. Maybe for you, but not for the communists. Just ask Fidel Castro. The president is a communist. He bails out communist countries like Cuba. You know that Fidel Castro was worth, at least 5 years ago I made this analysis, he was worth at that time $670 million. He's big into drugs. And that's what our president has done. He has done a magnificent, giant drug deal. and he's going to compete against the Mexicans bringing in the Cuban gold. My friends, we're in trouble. We're going to be burying a lot of Americans. By the time drugs gets through with the United States, the casualty rate will be greater than the names on the Vietnam War Memorial. You can't believe that. One out of five American families today takes a drug hit. It is really sad. And what's really sad is you never see it coming. Not your kid, not my kid. No, no, he's a good boy. He's a good girl. She's a good girl. That's when you really get clobbered. Or you wake up in a rehab clinic and you're sitting with people that got the creepy crawlies. And you're saying, oh, I don't belong here. I'm not like them. You are now, buddy. The only way to beat drugs, Nancy Reagan told us how to beat drugs, and everybody made fun of her. She said, say no to drugs. I say, if you really want to beat drugs and be drug-free, don't do the first one. You never miss what you never had, and you don't have to worry about getting hooked if you never did the first one. So, I say time to dispense with only one side is fighting. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. The president is a communist. He bails out communist countries like Cuba. And remember, just before he made the deal with Cuba, he turned loose from American prisons 5,000 drug dealers because it was a nonviolent crime. There's no such thing as a nonviolent crime when you're doing drugs. There's no such thing. Junkies will kill their mothers who they no longer recognize. Mothers have to get restraining orders from their sons. You really want to go down this road for a good time? So Obama's bailing out communist countries like Cuba with American tax sucker money. Tonight was organized and planned by the Communist Party. And you must know that when communists, when they infiltrate both parties. They'll pretend to be Democrats, they'll pretend to be Republicans, and then they play. When they win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Whoever recommended that rally for Trump to attend needs to be fired. You don't go into a cop-killing town like Chicago with a pro-American rally. A communist university is a death trap. Patton would not go there. Patton always said, never let the enemy pick the killing ground. We pick the battlefield. Trump sized up the situation and made a quick call that turned out to be the right call. Where is the Saul Alinsky Obama bot mayor whose favorite quotation is never let a good crisis go to waste, especially if they create it? Since he became mayor, more black kids have gone into the ground and into gangs than ever before. Trump needs more security now, and undercover cops have to salt the crowd with their presence. Tonight's action means more votes for El Trumpo. Because America now truly sees the real shape the country is in. Divided and destroyed by the party of death using communist tactics. Let's give Trump 1,237 votes and see what happens. So, having said that, I'm going to give you the Star Spangled Banner that the boys in the military love.
Oh, say,
The rat at Fox News. I noticed in the conversation of most of the hosts of the shows, there were little digs on Donald, on the Donald. The Donald thinks she's going to run. At first, I paid no attention to it. I thought it was a social thing. And then I noticed it was getting heavier and heavier. And by the time the first debate came around, the light bulb went off in my head, and I took off my tinfoil hat, and I came to the conclusion that they were about to kneecap Trump on the first debate. And they started right off the bat with Bret Baier getting Trump to swear an oath of allegiance to the Nazi party. Will you promise and swear to the RNC that you won't form a third party? I said, gee, that's a strange question for a moderator. And then Chris Wallace, he stuck the knife in a little further. And then Megyn Kelly started to take him down, and Trump realized that it was a hit and they were trying to kneecap him, and he started to fight back. And then he was accused of being unmanly, today's version, unmanly. Friends, folks, the draft has to come back. We got too many pussy willows running around the country. They are useless and helpless. They can't get out of their own way. We got to put some man meat back on them. We need a draft. And I'm going to tell you the most important reason for everybody to serve 2 years. So you appreciate the American flag, which you've been trained like Pavlov's dogs to not respect. you don't have the same fervor that the guys who went and said goodbye to their families in 1941, believing they were never coming home. And they went stiff upper lip, and they went and they fought Germany. They fought Japan. And they've been fighting ever since. Line of heroes, which is less than 1% of, it's probably half of 1% of the entire population of the United States. And that's why everybody's got to serve 2 years, because 2 years teaches you teamwork, 2 years teaches you unification, and 2 years teaches you how to get along with other people. Everybody has to serve their country for 2 years. You look at what's in the House and the Senate, it's a disgrace. If you can get out of the service, everybody's going to get out of the service. It's not a pleasant tour of duty. But I got to tell you, you'll never have better friends. You'll never have more loyal friends. And you'll never have better memories. We got to bring the draft back, training to be an American. So where was I? I seen Megyn Kelly getting ready to set up Trump. And from that point on, they have been attacking Trump. Now, how do I know that? I read blogs. I read blogs only. I constantly read blogs. And you'd be surprised how many people Fox News has left in the lurch, and they've gone. They don't watch Fox News no more. A lot of them are going to C-SPAN. So I'm for Trump. I cast my lot with Trump. We crossed the Rubicon together. And I've watched the media. When you see Republicans teaming up with Democamos, the Democrat Party is communist, folks. And make no bones about it. Your grandmother may be a Democrat, and she's an unknown communist. Not known to her, she's a communist, but she is aiding and abetting the enemy. At the debates the other night, somebody said that 1.2 million immigrants come into this country legally every year. And you know what number clicked in my head that's also 1.2 million? Babies. American babies that are murdered every year. So the generation that gets murdered annually gets replaced annually by foreigners. Now, those foreigners, when they come in here, they're supposed to take an oath of allegiance to the United States. They're supposed to fly one flag. But if you look at the riots tonight, the communist stunt, that's called a stunt, by the way. Communists send people in to break up a rally or a meeting or a town hall, and they try to provoke violence so that they become the victim at that rally or town hall. Somebody will get mad and punch one of them, and then that's it. They become the victim. And that's a communist tactic. That is called a stunt. Another type of stunt would be a guy that goes to a Tea Party rally, and he's wearing a Tea Party T-shirt, and he says the N-word to somebody. He's not Tea Party. He's a communist stunt maker. That isn't. And so, by the way, political correctness is also communist tactics. Did you know that? That's how they control the masses. But anyway. So, I now call Fox News Fix News. So, this friend of mine, who's a real anti-communist, you have no idea what some people do when they're anti-communist. He goes to all the UN demonstrations. He goes to protest anything that Fidel Castro does. He tells me that Chinese communists in Chinatown go to anti-communist rallies and beat people up, and nobody says anything. You have no idea what's going on in this country. You know, it's like the ground is starting to rumble and there's something underneath, but you don't know what it is. It hasn't surfaced yet. This guy, his name is Jimmy from Brooklyn. The last 10 minutes of the Bob Grant show, every Sunday he would call and he would give Bob information from communist documents. He went to communist rallies, picked up their paperwork. He has been observing communists for years. He's spoken at West Point. And if you ever heard what he told me about West Point, you would be heartbroken. You would be heartbroken. You got to talk to West Pointers and find out what's going on up at West Point, because it's not good. Hang in. That's Jimmy. I'll give you a tune, and then I'll be back.
Flip my hair off your face. Brody nor the old disgrace that Blackfoot William stormed your place. Drove you up to the Ferns. Grace said victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met at Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will never will there. Now Fitzwilliam had a care, fallen in the air.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries rise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Sam Ear's green veil.
On every mountain there, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the Boo.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, born on the breeze's wing, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
Okay, we're back. That was Jimmy from Brooklyn. He is. I gotta give you the background on this situation. Okay. So I'm a trumpeter. I'm for Trump all the way. When I saw what Fox News are trying to do to him, I said, "My God, there's no difference between the Rhino rats and the Democrats." And Fox News was always considered conservative. But I noticed about 2 years ago, they started to change. And I attributed that to the fact that they had all the conservatives they were going to get, and they wanted to increase their market share. So they started to cater to the left, which I can understand. That's good business. But you can only go so far. Now the right is leaving. And now Fox News or Fox News is getting more like NBC. NBC is nothing but communists. CBS is the communist broadcasting system. CNN is the communist news network. Why Reince Priebus ever allowed CNN to host the Republican debates is beyond me. I'd rather have it on the Horn and Hardart's Children's Hour. So, Jimmy doesn't like Trump. Jimmy can't stand Trump. Jimmy says Trump's a phony. Jimmy says Trump is not even a conservative. We know that. In spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, I stayed with Trump. And every night, Jimmy would call me and tell me something that Trump did that was wrong. Or this This Rush Limbaugh doesn't like him yesterday. Rush Limbaugh may like him a little bit today. But he always reminded me nobody likes Trump and Trump can't win. But see, in Gaelic, the word abu means forward. And I'm O'Donnell Abu. That song you just heard and the song at the opening, that's an Irish song called O'Donnell Abu. That means O'Donnell forward. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going forward with Trump. And I'm praying he reaches 1237. But I'm not only just praying. I'm asking that anybody out there that wants to save their country because your country is in trouble, give him his 1237 so he doesn't have to get dragged into a rigged convention. The minute that this goes to convention, you have lost your vote. You are nothing. You're a nobody, just like me. We're all going to be tools for politicians. Give Trump the 1237. So that was just Jimmy on the phone. All right? Now, Jimmy has changed. But by tomorrow, Jimmy's going to be calling me and saying, Tom, we got to go with Trump. He just called me to tell me he's a Rubio, Cruz fan. Cruz is a good guy. Cruz is a conservative. But Cruz is turning into a rat. Rubio's a good guy. Rubio's not a conservative. Rubio can't be a conservative. He can't be. He'll never get up on top. They will squash him like a bug. He has to pay with the big boys and he has to play with the big boys. Cruz, I thought, would be steadfast. But Jimmy just called me and told me that Cruz and Rubio, who teamed up to take Trump out and failed, Cruz and Rubio are now accusing Trump of causing the communist riot in Chicago. And he's totally infuriated with Megyn Kelly. He says, I can't believe that Fox is happy about this. This is going to give the election to the communists. So that's why I say, by tomorrow, it's funny because I got to tell you how this guy hammered me. He hammered me and hammered me. And by tomorrow, he's going to be looking for a Trump bumper sticker. So, where are we? What's going to happen to us? I got to tell you, I grew up in a generation where if you wanted to go to college, you had to come up with the money yourself. Your parents didn't have it. And I saw guys do 8 years of working and going to school to get their degree. All of a sudden, we got the Communist Party telling everybody they're going to get communist education. And that's what it is. It's a communist education. I'll give you a quick example. I used to go to wedding receptions, and this one relative was always waiting to see me. He was a World War II vet. He came out of World War II, married a beautiful woman. They had 3 kids. He worked in the post office. He worked and slaved to send his kids to college. And when they came back as graduating college, he couldn't talk to them. So he used to wait to see and talk to me. He loved to talk to me because he could say what was in his heart. He had been muzzled in his own family. His 2 kids voted for Obama. His 2 boys. And they're lefties. They didn't get that going to Catholic grammar school. They didn't get that going to Catholic high school. They got that at a communist college. I wouldn't waste a dime on a college education for anybody. And that father had to work. He had to work and sacrifice so his two kids could come out with a college education. And he sacrificed. He skipped things. He didn't take care of himself. He took care of his kids, as every father should do. But if you're sending your kid to college to learn where the closest abortion clinic is, and this is going on in the Catholic colleges too. Catholic colleges are no bargains. No bargains whatsoever. Georgetown University is a disgrace. They should close it down and turn it into a home for unwed mothers, or turn it into a kindergarten and grammar school. To send a kid to become a communist in a college, and the church has been muzzled with the 501c threat. And that's why we need Trump. We need Trump because we got to drive the communists out. You know, they say, if you see one rat, there's a million. I got news for you. If you see one communist, there's a million. And they could all be in your neighborhood. Jimmy from Brooklyn called me one day. He said, Tom, guess how many guys are in the mafia in the whole country? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 10,000. Now, he doesn't know. He's just reaching in the air. He says, Tom, guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 800,000. You think about that. You think about that. He's upset with Trump because Trump welcomed Putin's endorsement. I have a different view. I have a different view. Trump doesn't close doors. He leaves them all open. Only when he's forced to close a door does he do it. The good old boys club has got to go. They have been ruining this country since the 60s. We got too many wrong judges. And God is almost cursed. You know, the Democrat Party threw God out. Did you know that? The last convention. Go to YouTube. Get Democrat Party convention. God is out. Or no God. And something will come up. And you'll see the roll call. The roll call was to keep God out or throw him out. Keep God in or throw him out. And they did it three times. And I think the mayor of L.A. was the guy that was the moderator calling for the verbal vote. He says, what is it, God in or God out? And the crowd shouted, God out. He says, it's hard to tell. We'll do it again. God in or God out? And the crowd got louder and shouted, God out. Then a woman who was sitting on the panel came up to the podium and whispered in his ear something like this. We cannot do this. We will lose the Christian vote. So the mayor said, okay, it's hard to tell. We'll do it one more time. God in or God out? And they shouted, get him out of here. And the mayor said, that's it. God's in. And they shouted, oh, no. Oh, no, he's not. We don't want him. So that's it. The eyes have it. Yeah, the eyes have it, but the ears didn't. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm going to jump to a tune. When we come back, we'll talk some more. We're in trouble, folks. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. Do you know that the SEALs are borrowing guns from each other? It's unbelievable. If you Google SEALs swapping guns, you will find out what I'm talking about. So, and you know what else? There's no love in this country anymore. 50% divorce rate. Abortions are through the roof. They're selling baby eyes. You think blue eyes cost more than brown eyes? There's no love. He said there was no love, and the song was supposed to play.
bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She's sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye
love. It's really sad that our country has been blown to smithereens. You see how quick they covered up the back shooting of Lavoie Finicum? It was out of the media in 2 hours. It was gone. They shot a guy in the back. First, they shot him in the front. They shot him in the side, in the left side. And he reached over with his right hand, and they said, he's going for a gun. That isn't what they said that after they shot him. They said he was going for, we thought he was going for a gun. And they said they found a gun, and his wife said the gun they found was stolen 2 years ago, and it was on a list of stolen guns. They murdered that guy. They got an artist's drawing of where the bullets went. He had three, but his wife said he was shot in the face. That's a cover-up and a murder. And nobody cares. When you're dead, you're dead. Case closed. There's nothing you're going to do about it. You think that Hillary Clinton and Obama bin Laden were going to leave four witnesses to their big mistake in Benghazi to come back and testify against them? Here's Jimmy from Brooklyn. I'll give you another tune. Yes.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue? When I search the
thank you.
That's a group called the Del Vikings. They were all Air Force flyboys. They were in the United States Air Force, and back in the late 50s, three white guys, two black guys, they all got along. I got to tell you, I grew up in Harlem. I got along with blacks, and blacks got along with me. And we didn't have half of what's going on today. So anyway, having said that, what were we talking about? Oh, apparently that was Jimmy again. And he says that Hannity has given Trump a fair shake. We both agreed that Greta Van Susteren pulled a real rat job tonight. She did it subtly, but we're disappointed in Greta, because Greta was always fair and impartial. There are desperate people doing desperate things, and these are desperate times. And we do need a leader. And we need a leader that has three letters after his name, TNS. Take no Shiite. So, having said that, I hope we give Trump his 1237. And I'm hoping that the left is going to try and turn this into Trump caused it. But Trump didn't cause this. And you want to know something? The North better wake up, because the Southerners are putting the North to shame. Trump had four outbursts in the entire Southland, and they were handled very quietly and politely. And now we're coming up. Now he's coming up north, and we're going to see nothing but riffraff. We're going to see nothing but garbage, and it's communist inspired. And I got to tell you, when you look at the demonstrators, Black Lives Matter and all of this, look at the front line. The front line is always fullbacks, strong, heavy black guys. Go to the back of the line and look for the white communists that are pushing the guys in the front to take the bullets. You look at the next demonstration, look for the white guys. Don't look for the black guys, because it's the white guys that are running the show. Having said that, what do you want to do? You want to do another tune? Do you like that Del Vikings tune? That's a golden oldie that you'll never find. I got to play a tune. I got to go look for my glasses. So let me see. You want to hear a dog joke? I got a dog joke for you.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area. And he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch. And it says, dog for sale at $10. So he goes, oh, I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. At the porch says, a talking dog for sale at $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, I see you got a talking dog for sale. He goes, yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead. So he goes around back, and there's this dog. And he says to the dog, how you doing? The dog says, I'm all right. How you doing? He says, you really are a talking dog. He says, yeah. He says, how did you learn to talk? He says, well, I used to be in the CIA. First, they trained me for drug sniffing and IED sniffing detection. And then I went and I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. If you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States, or the American ambassador visits a head of state, you'll see me in the picture. And I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission. And I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place. He says, "My God, that's fantastic." He says, "How come you don't work for the CIA anymore?" He says, "Well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies and I'm retired." So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, "I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap?" And the farmer says, "He's a liar. He never did any of that stuff."
You like that?
Okay. Good? Bad? What do you think?
I got another one for you. This Chinese restaurant, the boss gets a phone call from his cook. He goes, "Hello?" He said, "Boss." He said, "Hop Sing." "Boss, I can't come in today. I'm very sick." He says, "Hop Sing, you got to come in. I'm short-handed." "Boss, I cannot come in. I'm very sick, boss. Very sick." He says, "Hop Sing, do what I do. When I feel sick like that, I make love to my wife, and 20 minutes later, I feel good again." "Okay, boss." 20 minutes later, phone rings. "Boss, boss, you should be doctor. You have a great idea. Boss, you had a great idea. Thank you very much. Hey, boss, you got a nice house." Okay. So, having said that, we'll see if we can scout up some news, latest news on what's going on. And here's one for us. This one we'll dedicate to Donald Trump.
"No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too.
Japanese kimono, baby, to be a tie your shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now."
Okay. One of the logos that I put up, pictures that I put up for my show tonight, is a book. It's got a red cover, and the name of the book is called Red Cocaine, The Drugging of America and the West. Joseph D. Douglas is the author, the leading authority on the legal use of drugs. The standard uninformed view of the contemporary drug scourge, which is ravaging the minds and bodies of Western youth and thus degrading the gene pool, is that it just happened. The financial rewards, according to the argument, are so enormous that there will always be evil forces willing to distribute narcotics for money. The complacent view is exploded by red cocaine, the drugging of America and the West, which shows conclusively that Chinese Leninists have been using narcotics as a decisive weapon in the ongoing low-level war against Western civilization. Under Stalin, by his odious police chief, Leventi Beria, there's a real sweetheart, Leventi Beria. He used to rape young girls on weekends. And when he was finished with them, he'd throw them out, and his guard would give them a bouquet of flowers. After the communist Chinese having deployed narcotics against their own people prior to seizing power in 1949, had extended, you know what they did? They doped up their own people. And then when they came to power, they executed them for drug addiction. They had extended their drug operations. The Chinese were the first to come into the United States. When the Russians learned of it, they created their own drug routes. The Soviets embarked in earnest on Khrushchev's orders upon their own drugs offensive, reinforcing a revolutionary campaign to demoralize the West by degrading society's morals and institutions, a strategy elaborated by the founder of the Italian Communist Party, Antonio Gramsci, whose work lives on today. And one of his goals was to infiltrate churches and mosques and synagogues. All religion has to be infiltrated. That's why they're on both sides of the issue. They can play both ends against the middle. The world's leading expert on the political use of narcotics, Dr. Joseph Douglas, explains how a Czech defector, the late General Jan Osejina, alerted the West to this diabolical offensive, and how corrupt and irresolute Western officials and banks have chosen to ignore the ugly reality for reasons of expediency and political correctness. I'll bet you today that two of the biggest industries in the United States, made in USA, is the drug industry, and I'm not talking about aspirin, and the porn industry. This is what we now export in our balance of trade deficit or import. So there's 12 chapters to this book. They got maps of the drug routes that came up from South America into the United States. And don't you think that Obama hasn't done the biggest drug deal in the history of the country with Cuba? It is really sad. So having said that, we go back to the studio, and this one we're going to play tonight for the GIs that are on suicide watch. 22 will die tonight, and tomorrow, 4,700 American babies will have their heads cut off. Every day, 4,700 American babies will have their heads cut off. No one
nothing else can take your place. Oh, no, no. To feel the warmth of your
I think we're all going to find
before
out.
You go home, sing it softly to the Lord. You're all I want. Wish you are. You're all I've ever, all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Tell me no one else.
Okay,
we're
closing out. Trump is on.
I'll
give you one more time.
Don't you ever leave me. Help me know you.